So, Paul Soglin is the mayor of Madison. Anybody who doesn't know that probably hasn't lived in Wisconsin for several years. So, Paul Soglin is here to welcome you to Madison, so please welcome Paul Soglin. You don't have to run.
Well, let me just tell you, I was really torn this morning as to whether or not to show up or appear at 7:45 at the Labor Temple and catch the bus to Chicago. My father was one of the founding members of the Chicago Teachers Union. After the third strike, I showed up at home, and I was wandering in through the garage, and I found a wooden placard, Chicago Teachers Union, on strike. I went in and I asked him, wasn't that a little heavy to carry around? He says, no, we're gonna need it, and I'm sick and tired of wasting cardboard. As it was, he used it another three times over the years. I'll come back to that in a moment, but first I just want to ask you, do you want the usual perfunctory welcome to the city, or would you like a little content? In the next couple of months, the city of Madison is going to get a proposed ordinance. An ordinance for the city council to consider, which is going to require anyone who does business with the city of Madison in the amount of $25,000 a year or more, to disclose any campaign contributions they make, to any organization or candidate working on behalf of a candidate or working independently and has found their way to take the monies and slip it in under United. We may not be able to ban them from doing business with the city, but if they are taking our money and they are working against us, we want to know about it. The other thing I want to share with you is just a couple of thoughts about the Democratic Party. In my lifetime, the Democratic Party has made two kinds of mistakes. Well, maybe more, but two that I can think of that's relevant to this discussion. The first is taking positions that are just downright reactionary and wrong. I speak there of the segregationists in the South, those who refuse to recognize Roe v. Wade and the rights of a woman, any person, to control their own body and to have a confidential private relationship with their health care providers. But the second kind of mistake is one where Democrats have feared that they needed to embrace a Republican agenda. And that has left a tear within the party, which we've seen has lasted for decades. An example of that, obviously, was the war in Vietnam and the mistaken belief that the Democratic Party had to lead the way in a military battle against communism on the southeast mainland of Asia. Another example of that was NAFTA and various trade agreements which have destroyed American manufacturing and unions. And the third one is now among us, and it's embraced by too many progressive Democrats or people who claim to be Democrats, and I'm talking about their efforts to destroy public education in this country. There is a movie that is about to be launched in this nation, brought to you by the people who produced the documentary Waiting for Superman. I have had an opportunity to see it. This film claims that it is based on reality, and it tells the story of a school district and a school in Pittsburgh where teachers and parents unite to overthrow the evil forces of the school administration and the teachers' union. This film is basically produced and orchestrated by Democrats. There's even some one individual who is associated with Norma Rae who is involved with this movie, which is just beyond belief. The premise of the movie is that corrupt administration in schools, along with the teachers' unions, are conspiring to stop education's progress in this nation. Last night, I was watching Bill Maher, and he raised the point in the interview with his guest. He raised the point that what about the community, the neighborhood, the environment in which these children are growing up in our urban communities and some rural communities, where there are parents who are addicted to drugs, where there are 23 shootings in one neighborhood of Lawndale in Chicago. How are teachers expected to overcome these conditions, which I want to point out are the responsibility of the very elected officials in the legislatures and in the city councils, the governors and the mayors who are requiring teacher evaluation? Why aren't they being evaluated by the same standards? We know that homelessness is probably the largest single factor that determines educational outcome. We know that on any given day that the biggest impediment to a child learning has nothing to do with textbooks. It has to do with food. It's called hunger. And yet, these folks cavalierly dismiss these realities and are saying to our teachers, you are responsible for where we, the elected city council members, we, the elected state legislators, have failed. That's nonsense. I hope that the Democratic Party avoids another Vietnam. I hope that we can bring understanding and rational discussion to this debate about public education. And with that, I want to conclude by giving you sage advice that is better than Jim Hightower's. You cannot end a speech without talking about being naked. Jim's comments bring to me the sage, wise advice that I wish to share with you, observed by Mark Twain. Wear clothes. Naked people have little influence on society. Thank you.
How do you know?